Sammy opted to sleep in the den again that night. I was disappointed that he didn't want to stay in his room, but I knew it had something to do with grief over the move. I decided to let it go. "It's chilly tonight. Do you want this?" I held out his favorite blanket, the tartan plaid. "Just put it over there." He pointed to the other couch. "I'll get it later if I need it." I could have used another week of rocket camp, but it would end on Friday. Then they'd be going off in three different directions, which meant I'd be doing a lot of driving. As hard as I worked to unpack that week, there were always more boxes, and I kept opening boxes full of things I didn't want. Clothes they'd outgrown, broken toys, tennis balls that had lost their bounce. Why had I paid good money to move them? Most frustrating of all, Sammy's adjustment to the new house was not going well. Camp was over an hour away, so making the bus was crucial. My kids had always been fast in the morning, but Sammy was slowing all of us down, like a piece of grit in a well-oiled machine. On Monday, I had casually wondered about him not using the front door, but it quickly became a permanent quirk. On Tuesday, Josh and James and I dashed out the front. Sammy again bolted for the back. We sat in the van and watched him hop his way to us along the large field stones that bordered the walkway. "What's he doing now?" I asked aloud to no one in particular.
"He's being annoying," said Josh.